Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Diaz started the inning with a four-pitch walk to Gregorius. 2-1 pitch to Hoskins. Hit well to right! And it's gone! A game-tying three-run homer! Santa Maria! They're going to take another look at this. There's some tricky boundaries out there with that railing. Did it hit a seat or did it hit the top of the railing? Oh, my goodness. They're saying it hit the top of the wall. Not a home run.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Not a phrase that many of us have heard in their lives. Hopefully, that's
tricky boundaries.
Yeah, tricky.
Very
boundaries.
Tricky. Yeah.
That's the audio version of freezing cold takes, I think. Ted Chum with the car on well, who does Sunday Night Baseball? Not Sheldon. Vesgersian does Sunday Night
Vesgersian.
Baseball? Yeah, Vesgersian. Yeah. With the call there on ESPN of what could have been the game-tying home run for Reese Hoskins. Instead, the Mets hold on.
Oh,
I mean, give him credit.
Actually,
it's a great call. It's a great call.
It's awesome. It's very good for a play that didn't count and the team lost the game.
So. Yeah, they did lose the game with the strikeout of Bryce Harper to end it with the Mets winning last night 8-7. Adam Burke is standing by from ATS.io, going to join us in just a second. But first, want to give a shout-out to all our great listeners, Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, 1430 AM, The Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, and shout-out to the You Betters watching on YouTube at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. And now it's time for the aforementioned Adam Burke to join You Better You Bet. We want everyone to check him out on Twitter, at Skating Tripods. His MLB write-ups on ATS.io are sensational. Reference them a lot here on the show in our Power Hour. I think it's kind of like essential reading if you're into betting on Major League Baseball. So we love having Adam on the show. Adam, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here. How you doing, my man, following the weekend?
Not a good weekend for me. Kind of been the story of the baseball season here so far. But and that Vesgersian call was outstanding, especially for a game on May 2nd. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
Adam, I know you said it wasn't a particularly good weekend, but I think, you know, for any baseball bettor, obviously you have either a starting pitcher or a team that you feel like you've gotten right or made a lot of money on in the market where the market's maybe pricing them wrong. And then you have a team that you can't figure out for the life of you. For me, I bet on the Pirates a lot for some ungodly reason, and they literally lose every time. Despite being actually pretty good this year, they lose every time I bet on them. So the Pirates would be my answer. But give me a team or a pitcher that you've kind of thrived on getting right so far this year in the betting market, and then on the other side, a team or a pitcher that you really can't figure out.
Well, yeah, that's a really good question, especially because, you know, a lot of the things that I kind of thought coming into the season really haven't come to fruition. But Dane Dunning is one of them for Texas, and unfortunately, his last two starts haven't been very good, but his first three starts were all outstanding. And you kind of look for some of those guys that maybe you can steal some first fives with. You mentioned the Pirates. Yeah, like JT Brubaker, I've been right about quite a bit. Problem is, he just doesn't get a whole lot of run support. Same thing for Dunning overall. But, you know, outside of his last two starts, he pitched very, very well at the outset. I think he's still a guy that's got really, really good stuff, good command profile, good control profile, a guy that should pitch pretty well there in that pitcher-friendly ballpark as well. So Dane Dunning is definitely a guy that I like. And Kenta Maeda is a guy I've gotten wrong. I mean, Maeda's command profile this season is just awful. He's way too many sliders in the middle of the zone. I've lost some money on him. I'm expecting him to kind of figure things out here pretty quickly. Hopefully I don't lose too much more on him. But that huge home run rate that he's got so far, he's given up 36 hits and 23 and a third innings. I did not see any of that coming from Maeda.
And we have the Twins and the Rangers playing tonight in the pitching matchup. You guessed it, Kenta Maeda against Dane Dunning. We'll talk about that game and more next hour in the Power Hour here on You Better, You Bet. But Adam, with the weekend done and a new week in front of us here in Major League Baseball, what are some angles that you're looking to take? Like any like big picture stuff that you can share with the audience coming off the weekends?
Oh, man, there's a lot of big picture stuff, you know, because now we've got a full month's worth of data with April and then, you know, a couple days into May here. And, you know, a lot of things that I think we kind of talked about in last week's segment of, you know, batting average trending towards a historic low, slugging percentages down quite significantly. It seems like the baseball really having a negative impact, not just on the carry of the ball, and average batted ball distance is down 12 feet since 2019. So the ball is definitely having a massive impact. But I think it's also slowing down in route to fielders with the additional drag. So I don't really think that we're going to see an offensive explosion here, even as the weather starts to warm up a little bit. I think this is just kind of the new normal in Major League Baseball. And something else that I kind of picked up on here too, performance with runners in scoring position is down across the board, much like offenses overall, but also the chances with runners in scoring position. We're averaging 18.3 plate appearances with a man in scoring position this year. It was about 18.7 last year and 18.73 in 2019. So not only is offense down across the board, but the best chances of scoring runs down across the board to where we're trending towards 1,200 fewer plate appearances with a runner in scoring position than we saw just 2 years ago. So just not a whole lot of scoring opportunities. That's kind of leveled the playing field with some of those pitchers that aren't very good. You know, they've been able to get by and kind of maximize what few skills they do have just because of this offensive environment. So that's been really tough for me, and I think one of the reasons why underdogs have done so well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Adam, if there's another storyline, especially for the last 4 to 5 days, it's been, you know, pretty significant injuries, starting pitcher injuries, which we can kind of go over too, and replacements for those guys, but also just injuries in general, and a team that suffered a lot in terms of position players, the White Sox, who lose another player. It was tweeted out Luis Robert might miss like very extended time with a hip injury, might have to have surgery. So you talk about Eloy Jimenez before the year, and now another injury to a position player. They lose yesterday 5-0, and it seems like it hasn't quite gone right. What were kind of your impressions of the White Sox coming into the season? How much have you adjusted kind of ratings depending on who's pitching, and where do you have them at this moment?
Yeah, I think the White Sox are a really tough team to kind of grade right now, Ken, because as you mentioned, you know, they're missing some key guys in the lineup. Giolito has really not pitched nearly as well as I expected him to, and they've gotten some contributions from Carlos Rodon. They've gotten contributions from Kopech and some of the other guys that are out there. But you know, they need Giolito to be really good. You know, Dallas Keuchel's kind of iffy from time to time. Lance Lynn has pitched very, very well. So that's been a nice boost for them. I still think that they're a very good team. I think they ultimately do probably win this Central Division, especially with all the issues that the Twins are having. But they're not making it easy on themselves. And still don't get that Tony La Russa hire. I think that, you know, kind of square peg round hole thing there for them. He's made some questionable decisions with the bullpen. You know, seemed like he maybe threw at Jose Ramirez over the weekend. I don't know if that came from him or not, but you know, it seems like this team is just kind of, they're not a cohesive unit right now. And the injuries certainly add to the adversity for that team. So I think ultimately over the course of the summer, you know, they do wind up being the best team in the division as they're supposed to be. But for right now, I think it is pretty dicey to back them, especially if you're laying big numbers to do it.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network on a Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, joined by Adam Burke from ATS.io, talking Major League Baseball. It might be by percentage points, but the San Francisco Giants currently in first place in the NL West ahead of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Adam, are the Giants for real?
Well, I think parts of the Giants are for real. I think what they've done on the pitching side over the last couple of years has been really, really impressive. They've done a lot in terms of increasing pitcher spin rates. They've done a lot in terms of increasing velocity for their pitchers as well. And also just targeting the right guys. You know, they've got a very, very smart front office there. Farhan Zaidi is doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, you see this a lot with teams that do make this big commitment to analytics. The pitching side gets better in a hurry. The offense, you kind of wait and see where things are going to end up. This Giants offense has really not performed as well as I expected them to. But at the same time, Oracle Park is playing the way that it did in 2019. And you factor in the baseball and all of that. You know, this is an offense that probably will struggle at home, but should perform pretty well on the road. I don't know if this is legitimate in terms of, you know, running a 60% win rate throughout the rest of the year. But I think being in the discussion for the second wild card really wouldn't surprise me that much at this point in time.
Adam, I want to talk about the Angels for a second, because I just, from a handicapping standpoint, you talked about teams that have kind of perplexed you or teams that you've won a lot of money on. I find the Angels so difficult every single game to figure out, because they tend to almost win games in a way that other teams just don't win games, right? The Angels beat you because Mike Trout and Ohtani go like 7-for-10 with 3 home runs and the pitching is adequate. And then when they lose, it's just because those guys weren't able to have almost superhuman efforts. What have you kind of done with Angels games? Is there a starting pitcher that they have from that kind of collective group that you've liked to back? Is there one that you've liked to fade overall? How have you played the Angels so far this year?
The Angels have been tough for me too, especially because, you know, they were without Anthony Rendon for a long period of time, and he's still off to a little bit of a slow start as it is. But you know, Jared Walsh has really picked it up. Obviously, Trout is just on another planet this year. And when Ohtani is able to hit and be in the lineup, you know, he's been very successful there. They just got Max Stassi back. He's a guy that makes a lot of hard contact as a catcher, can kind of turn that lineup over a little bit. I really like this team offensively. The problem is, you know, their starters, there aren't really a whole lot of high ceiling guys there. Ohtani's had the walk issue. That's kind of been a problem for him. But other than that, you know, they don't really have a lot of high ceiling guys with that group. And the bullpen doesn't really impress me that much either. So I kind of found myself playing some Angels overs at times, or just kind of shying away from them, just not sure what I'm going to get from the Alex Cobbs or the Andrew Heaneys of the world. One guy I do want to try and back as much as possible is, I think that Griffin Canning is a pretty underrated pitcher. He's had a couple of really lackluster outings here this season, but he's made 4 of his 5 starts on the road. Maybe if he starts getting some home games there at Angel Stadium where the ball won't carry as well, should kind of fix that home run issue he's had to this point. So Griffin Canning is the guy I'm going to try to back here as much as I can throughout the month of May.
Adam, know you're a big Indians fan, so I think you're the perfect person to answer this question. When's Francisco Lindor going to start getting it going for the Mets? Because I feel like once he does, with some of the pitchers they've got coming back and the team they've got, this is a team that's like ready to explode, but not there yet when you have Lindor hitting like 170.
Yeah, the Mets are a team I talked about a fair amount today on my podcast, The Bettor's Box, looking at, you know, some of the cluster luck that they've had. They've been awful with runners in scoring position, and they've had a lot of problems getting outs with runners in scoring position. So in those high leverage plate appearances, they have not fared well on either side of the spectrum. So they are a pretty big positive regression candidate. And in part, too, because of guys like Lindor that are off to slow starts. And I don't know, maybe it's the big contract kind of weighing him down or something like that. The thing about it is, Lindor is only about 12 to 15% better than league average offensively. So it's not like this guy was going to put up, you know, ridiculous numbers. He was just going to be very solid and very good defensively. Rough start to the season with the COVID issues, you know, some different things kind of shuffling around. They had, you know, all that stuff right before the start of the season, the ownership change. Just, you know, I think that things kind of go from the top down. And as they get some more stabilization, you know, with the ownership group, with the executive level, and then kind of get everything going on the on-field side of things, the Mets are a team right now that has greatly underachieved. And I think a lot of people in the market are kind of picking up on that. So I think if you like the Mets, you're going to have to start betting overnights with them, because I do anticipate a lot of their lines do kind of run out a little bit on game day.
Adam, we have like literally 15 seconds. Favorite bet for tonight is what?
Favorite bet for tonight, under. Indians and Royals, 8.5. Daniel Lynch, big, tall left-hander. The Indians probably won't fare too well with him. And of course, I think Aaron Civale is a really good command guy. So under 8.5 at Kauffman tonight.
Civale. Adam, we appreciate it. Great stuff. Hit him up on Twitter at Skating Tripods. Check out his work, ats.io. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. I don't know if the Amelie thing worked there with Civale.
Yeah.
I felt like doing it. Okay. Shut up. Okay. 2 hours down, two to still to go on You Better You Bet. We start hour number three up, as we always do. Reed Wallach, BetQL's five-star plays, and then our picks for tonight. NBA, Major League Baseball, the Power Hour, next.